Let's examine the financial market turbulence that's creating significant concern among investors and analysts. Bank of America reported that their clients posted record equity outflows of $14.4 billion for the week ending June 5th, the largest net selling in their database since 2008. This isn't just profit-taking. It represents a fundamental shift in investor sentiment.
That $14.4 billion outflow figure is particularly striking because it comes from BofA's wealth management clients, who typically represent more sophisticated, long-term investors rather than retail traders responding to short-term volatility. When institutional-caliber money starts flowing out of equities at record levels, it usually signals concerns about broader economic fundamentals rather than just market timing.
The semiconductor sector is bearing the brunt of this selling pressure. Broadcom shares are sliding as inflation concerns deepen the chip sell-off. This creates a concerning feedback loop because semiconductor companies are essential infrastructure for the AI revolution we discussed earlier, but they're also highly sensitive to interest rate changes and global economic uncertainty.
Broadcom's vulnerability is particularly significant because they're positioned at the intersection of multiple technology trends, AI chips, data center networking, and enterprise software through their VMware acquisition. If Broadcom is struggling, it suggests investors are questioning whether even the strongest positioned technology companies can maintain their growth trajectories amid macroeconomic headwinds.
On the more speculative end, we're seeing dramatic failures in cryptocurrency-linked investments. A Trump-linked firm is facing NASDAQ delisting after their crypto bet dropped 93%. This represents the kind of concentrated risk that can destroy investor capital when highly leveraged bets move against expectations.
The Trump-linked firm's situation illustrates broader problems with cryptocurrency investing during periods of regulatory uncertainty and market volatility. Many publicly traded companies made large cryptocurrency investments during the 2021 to 2022 bull market, but those positions have become massive liabilities as crypto prices declined and regulatory pressure increased.
However, we're also seeing signs of resilience in financial markets. S&P futures are up 53 points to 7,331, representing a 0.73% gain. This suggests that despite the record outflows at Bank of America, other market participants are still willing to buy equities at current levels.
The futures market strength could reflect international buying or different investor constituencies with varying risk tolerances. It's also possible that algorithmic trading systems are interpreting recent economic data differently than human portfolio managers, creating short-term price movements that don't necessarily reflect consensus sentiment.
Looking at sector-specific developments, Oracle just won a $400 million contract to overhaul federal HR systems. This type of government technology modernization represents a stable revenue stream that's less sensitive to economic cycles, which explains why enterprise software companies with government exposure often outperform during uncertain periods.
The Oracle contract also reflects broader trends in government digitization. Federal agencies are under increasing pressure to modernize legacy systems that often date back decades. These modernization projects typically involve multi-year implementations worth hundreds of millions of dollars, creating predictable revenue streams for technology contractors.
Google's cloud business is getting additional validation through a partnership with SpaceX that analysts at BNP Paribas say signals upside for Microsoft Azure. This might seem counterintuitive, but the logic is that SpaceX choosing Google Cloud for satellite operations validates the entire cloud infrastructure market and demonstrates demand for specialized high-performance computing services.
The Google SpaceX deal is strategically important because it involves extremely demanding technical requirements, low latency, high reliability, and massive data processing capabilities for satellite operations. If Google's infrastructure can handle SpaceX's requirements, it demonstrates technical capabilities that should translate into success with other demanding enterprise customers.